770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now, 4:36 p.m., getting into go-home mode. All that traffic's beginning to brew up there on the roadways. Just be careful where you go. Hey, listen, by the way, if you're headed home, you may be thinking, what am I going to do for dinner? Or for that matter, what am I doing for coffee on the way in the morning? I keep hearing about that place that Phil talks about. Yes, Just Love Coffee Cafe. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, I love that place. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And I'll tell you right now, it's an amazing place, because one of the things I like about Just Love Coffee is they are not just about amazing coffee, which they have plenty of. They've got all the gourmet blends. They've got all of the, like, the macchiatos, the cappuccinos, all that. Plus, they just got good, hot, black, dry roast coffee. But then you've also got the fact that they are an organization that chooses to give back to their community like nothing I've ever seen. So one of the things that Travis over there at Just Love wanted me to make sure I pointed out was this coming weekend, Saturday the 29th from 8 to 11 at their Madison location on Hughes Road in Madison, you can go there and support an organization called Ainsley's Angels. Ainsley's Angels is very cool sounding. I mean, they're an organization that basically, for those who are terminally ill or handicapped who could never run a race on their own, this organization, they make special carts, and they take these folks on the 5Ks all the way up to marathon races and allow them the opportunity to experience the joy of running a race. And so Ainsley's Angels, you can support them. They're going to have raffles. They're going to have a prize wheel out there, and that's very cool. One more thing I will tell you about Just Love is they are taking care of Right Side people too. So if you want to get a limited special offer, not limited, if you want to get a special offer for a free beverage and get into their points program, all you got to do is this. You ready? Text the word Right Side to 87338. That's text the word Right Side to 87338. You'll get registered, and because of that, you can get a free beverage at either one of their locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. That is Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, I'm moving to the last piece of my triple dipper. I'm calling this one, It's Raining Snowflakes. It's raining snowflakes. Copper, they're everywhere. It's raining snowflakes.
Very unfortunate. Remember that meme I sent you? Dad, will you explain to me the life cycle of a snowflake? Well, you see, son, they were born before 1980.
Yes, I do. I do remember that. I tell you what was funny. You know, as I was gathering up my resourcing for the show, because I got all the stack of paper all highlighted. Copper can verify it's sitting here in my hot hands in the studio. But what's funny was I found an article that literally says it's called The Surprising History of the Word Snowflake as a Political Insult. I mean, apparently you can write about anything. But it's pretty funny because it says, okay, they get their own version of a pun. I said it's raining snowflakes. They start off with snowflake has snowballed. Yes. Yes, it has. They point out that this, like, in 2015-ish or whenever it was. No, I take it back. It was, like, in the early 2000s. The word snowflake didn't really mean much. It was considered to be, like, a dig at millennials who were sort of like having an outsized sense of their own individuality and, you know, that kind of thing. But then here's what the article says. As 2016 dawned, snowflake made its way to the mainstream and in the process evolved to something more vicious. I don't know about vicious, but anyway, here's the thing. There's a thing called the Urban Dictionary. And you got to watch it, by the way. The Urban Dictionary can be pretty funny. The Urban Dictionary can be pretty crass. Like, I'm not sure your kids should be reading the Urban Dictionary, but the Urban Dictionary has been updating the word snowflake. The 2008 definition of snowflake was, quote, a person who thinks they are, oh my gosh, unique, but is in fact just like everyone else. All right, that was 2008. That was redefined, apparently, by the Urban Dictionary in May of 2016 as, quote, an overly sensitive person incapable of dealing with any opinions that differ from their own. These people can often be seen congregating in safe zones on college campuses. Copper's laughing. But then a more aggressive, that was May of 2016. A month later, they changed the definition even more to be an entitled millennial tard who runs to her safe space to play with stress toys and coloring books when she gets triggered by various innocuous microaggressions. Snowflake. All right. So here's the deal. What, Copper? What do you?
So I was going to say, do we melt then outside our safe spaces? Then we're gone.
Well, don't say we because you're not one. All right.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yes, I would not lump you into snowflake land, Copper. But here's the thing: snowflakes are everywhere. So I saw a couple of stories. The first one, though, made a lot of news. The other one's not making much news, but it needs to. The first one, though, that got me was, and he's a public figure. He's a famous guy. Neil Young, formerly of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, went out on his own, had his own gig, had a few songs that made something. Well, Neil Young apparently is a snowflake. He is just, he's upset. He's beside himself. How could Spotify? Spotify's got Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, if you're not familiar, is a former mixed martial arts guy who has a podcast that apparently is killing it right now. And he is the top grossing download on Spotify. And Joe Rogan is not afraid to say vaccine mandates suck and even question whether or not there's, you know, the efficacy of vaccines. And so Joe Rogan is on Spotify along with people like Neil Young, whose message or his music is on Spotify downloading. Now, keep in mind, I don't think Neil Young has had a hit since like 1972. But nonetheless, Neil Young, being the, you know, progressive snowflake that apparently he is, demanded that Spotify take Joe Rogan off or take him off. It's me or him. What are you going to do? Spotify took Neil Young off. So you got to love this. That backfired on you. That snowflake melted in a heartbeat. And, you know, now Neil Young is trying to crawfish a little bit. Well, not truly crawfishing, but what he's trying to do is say, well, I think we need to have a staged walkout and more people need to leave Spotify with their music. And then he followed up by saying, but he also recognizes that probably won't happen. No, you're right. You know why? Because you're a snowflake, Neil Young, and Spotify knows who butters their bread, all right? And Joe Rogan is making them a ton of money, and you're not. I guarantee you, Joe Rogan gets downloaded probably 152,000 times more than a Neil Young song does right now. And Spotify knows it. They have the metrics, Neil. The next one that got my attention. So listen, when I went through Army Ranger School, the mountain phase of Army Ranger School is in the North Georgia Mountains near the Appalachian Trail. And there were actually signs. When I used to hike the AT as a civilian sometimes, there were signs that would say, military training takes place in this vicinity. If you see, you know, military individuals or you hear explosions or the sounds of gunfire, do not panic. Well, that's just part of it. Also, the swamp phase of Ranger School, we did a culminating exercise back when I graduated from Ranger School. We did a culminating exercise coming out of the swamps. We literally would pick up Zodiac rafts in the dark of night and literally paddle across the entire intracoastal waterway to do a raid on Santa Rosa Island, right near Fort Walton Beach. Santa Rosa Island partly is a tourist piece on one half of the island. All right? It happens. The military does stuff in and around you. Well, apparently out in, you know, Washington State, it's scary. It's scary when Navy SEALs do cold water training. It's scary. I'm going to read you this. This is amazing. Fox News, story dated January 26th, which would be yesterday. Navy SEALs to stop using Washington State parks after residents voice fears of seeing armed men. First of all, I'm a little chagrined to find out that the men of Naval Special Warfare are actually caving to this snowflake, group of snowflakes that want them out of their parks. Because keep in mind, the Navy has used Washington State coastal parks for 30 years for cold water training. I don't recall hearing anybody die. No. I don't recall hearing anybody taking offense before. No. I don't recall there ever being a problem, ever. No. But now, listen to the quotes. Here's a quote from one resident who expressed concerns. Quote, I do not care to catch a glimpse of apparently armed men skulking around, and I definitely do not want to risk having my young grandchildren see such a sight. How about this? Here's another one. Another commenter said, in these days of great division in our civil society, we don't need stealthy men in camo uniforms toting toy guns around our state and county parks. Keep the Navy commando training out of our parks. Yeah. Well, here's another one. The lawyer for the Whidbey Environmental Action Network, the group that filed the lawsuit trying to get the Navy SEALs out of the parks, literally said, quote, it's difficult to find peace in the woods when armed frogmen might be lurking behind every tree. So now you're scared of what might be, not scared or worried about a thing that actually happened. So our SEALs who go into harm's way, and by the way, Navy SEALs and other special operators are technically at war every day of the year. You just don't know it. And they're doing things in the dark of night because you need them to. But you don't want them sharing your space to get valuable training that might save their lives while they're working to save yours. Bunch of snowflakes. I got a little more on this. We'll come back and talk about it in a minute. Cracks me up. Snowflakes are everywhere. Copper, move us to a break. But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, this kind of thing, this is how societies fall right here, all right? When your military is not allowed to be in your presence because they might offend you, you need to stop and question, what kind of society are you really brewing with that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I was telling Copper a little while ago that last night it was like 19 degrees, literally. I mean, it was 19 degrees. When I got up this morning at 5 something, it was 19 degrees outside. I woke up in the middle of the night, I was freezing, and I'm a hot box. I mean, Charlene's got like 9 blankets on her side of the bed. I'm a hot box. I'm always sleeping, you know, light. But I was freezing to the point that I actually got up and put on a shirt and a fleece and got back in bed thinking something's wrong with our heat. No, a floor mat had been kicked over the top of the heater vent, and there was no heat in the bedroom. But so, got that piece fixed. But listen, some of you are going home tonight. The weather is turning super cold this weekend, single digits potentially. You need to know this. One of the newest team members for Right Side Radio is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They are an owner-operated, veteran-owned business right here in the area. They serve all of Huntsville, Madison, and surrounding areas. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is literally your one-stop shop for everything you need when it comes to HVAC repair, installation. It can be gas or electric. Does not matter. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, too, prides themselves on they're not going to upsell you on things you don't need. They're going to give you a free estimate, and they're going to treat you like royalty, I guarantee you. And I'll be honest with you, I really appreciate the fact that this is a small business owned by a veteran who served in Afghanistan, who came home to his community to try and set up that same level of quality service he tried to extend in uniform to his community as Vandy's Heating and Air. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, check them out. If you need them, 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Open 6 days a week. All right, listen. Going to wrap up this section. 5 minutes left in the show. A lot of you guys are already hitting the road. Be careful on the roads out there. And I've been doing this last segment just for fun and grins on what I call It's Raining Snowflakes. I had the story a minute ago about the people who are scared because Navy SEALs are training in our parks, and they might be skulking around behind trees. Well, they've been training there for 30 years, and apparently nobody's ever had a problem. Or what about the thing with Neil Young? Neil Young says, Spotify, you take Joe Rogan off of that Spotify platform, or you're taking my music down. I won't be on there with him. So what they do, they took Neil Young down. Well, it's raining snowflakes. They are everywhere. Well, one of the things that's really funny to me in terms of snowflake land is right now you've got the whole situation with the Supreme Court of the United States is about to go through a change. President Biden is going to have the luxury of appointing another Supreme Court justice because Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. And, of course, he has immediately caved to the liberal progressive side of the Democrat Party by saying that his first criteria is it must be a black woman. I have never heard of anyone. Why is that even legal? I mean, can the Supreme Court review the constitutionality of appointing someone based upon only upon their gender and skin color? There's a question. But nonetheless, here's the deal. The liberals and progressives are suddenly going to have to suck up to Manchin and Sinema. Yes. Yes, they are. It's a righteous moment as you think about it. Postmillennial, dated yesterday, has an article that's titled, Liberals Who Harass Sinema and Manchin Now Need Them to Push Biden's Supreme Court Pick Through. Because it's a split Senate, y'all. So they've been trashing Manchin and Sinema. I mean, Sinema was hounded in a women's bathroom by liberals. Manchin had people protesting him at his home. And the two senators have repeatedly stood up for their constituents and refused to cave to the progressives. But nonetheless, we're looking at the fact that suddenly, oh crap, those people that we've been calling names and chewing out and making their life difficult, oh yeah. Hey, Manchin, Sinema, all good here, right? No harm, no foul. Just politics. No, I'm looking forward to seeing how this goes out. I mean, you can look at some of the things that were done. Like, there was a feminist website that actually called for the bullying of Sinema. President Biden himself said that harassment of Sinema and Manchin, is just part of the process. No, it wasn't. Manchin was harassed by climate activists at his home, screaming things like, "We want to live in his front yard." And then the White House even railed against Manchin when he refused to give them the agenda he wanted. They wanted on Build Back Better and stuff like that. Okay, you bunch of snowflakes. You didn't get your way, and now you need the people who you offended. How's that working out for you? I look forward to seeing that. Well, I got all kinds of stuff I didn't even get to. I mean, I got a whole stack of things like, you know, like when Gina Carano got fired from The Mandalorian and got a better job right afterwards. Or that thing where they came out with a new show called Batwoman because they had to have diversity and the show bombed. Or the fact that, you know, I don't know, Woca-Cola decided it'd be great to emulate Gillette and put together a disastrous woke corporate bandwagon, and that just caved them in the usual sales. Folks, woke is funny. Snowflakes are raining down everywhere. Conservatives, take heart. They are their own worst enemy. All right, folks, that's it for a good day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night.